I'm gonna stand down here, Alvin, if you don't mind. I like space.
So, we will direct your attention to the 9th verse.
Of
Luke chapter 11, which is, I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. This morning we spoke about this also. But we were not able to finish. I hope to finish now. And bring you this word as well. For the Lord Jesus says to his disciples, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And so, what significance is there in asking, seeking, and knocking? In asking, we could say, what is there to ask? In seeking, we could say, who is there to seek? And knocking, who is it that should open? So, really, the question comes to us today. What are we looking for? Who are we looking for? And where are we looking for? We could say who, what, and where. For the Lord Jesus wants to teach us how to pray. And in teaching us how to pray, the Lord Jesus gives us three things that he calls us to do. He asks, or he says, knock, seek, and ask. Where am I knocking? What am I asking for? And who am I seeking? And that would be our question today. Have you knocked? Are you a seeker? Do you ask? That could be our question for ourselves today. And then also, we could ask, what are you seeking for? Mother, what are you looking for? Fathers, what are you asking? Do you know? Or is this strange language to you? Again, you must remember that it's prayer that we're talking about. The disciples asked, teach us to pray. The disciples? Who walked with the Lord Jesus? They have to be taught how to pray? Pastors? Who teach the people? They don't know how to pray. Evangelists and missionaries? Don't know how to pray. That's right. How shall we know how to pray? That's the Lord teaches us.
And how does the Lord teach us?
By the Holy
Spirit.
And
I hope this afternoon that we may search our own hearts.
And I
hope that as the scripture is being expounded, I hope you may look inside.
And
may ask yourself one question. Have I ever prayed? And do I know what prayer is? Have I ever prayed in my life? You can ask that question for yourself. And if you have to say, at this very moment, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever prayed. Then we have to ask a further question. And that's why I want you to come with this afternoon. In your heart. And in your mind. With all your soul. And test yourself. What are you seeking for? It says, seek and ye shall find. What are you seeking? What are you looking for? If you have lost something very valuable in your home, and it means very much to you, you may spend a long time seeking. You might be on your knees. You may look up above, under the bed. You might search everything because you're trying to find one thing. And your heart may be sad. You may even look 3 or 4 times. What does it mean to seek? Seeking is something you have lost. Will you hold on to this? When you're seeking for something, you obviously lost something. You're not going to try to find something you already have. You see, so seeking is looking diligently for something you have lost. Now in prayer, what does this mean? So we're seeking for something we have lost. And the Lord is teaching us how to pray and saying, seek and ye shall find. The all-wise Lord knows how to teach us in simplicity. So if he's teaching us how to pray, what have we lost? If you're a seeking soul, you know what you've lost. You can answer it in your own heart. If your soul, your heart is seeking, you already know what you're lost. Otherwise, you wouldn't be seeking. If you don't know what you lost, what are you
seeking?
Are you following this logic what the Lord is bringing? He's saying, for everyone who seeks shall find. But if we don't know what to look for, and we don't know what we've lost, it would be very silly. It's like one of the women is sweeping everything, searching in the house, everywhere. Maybe 4 hours.
How you should have mom for a stroke.
And you say, what are you looking
for? They also remind me when I'm mom with a good musaka.
And now imagine that the woman stands up. And says, I don't know.
Maybe you saw a
scene with you. I don't know. Maybe you would say, there's something wrong. You see, seek and you shall find must reveal what you're seeking for.
So I don't know what I'm going to say.
If you are a seeking soul, you know what you have lost. And maybe you recognize this. What have we lost? We've lost God. And losing God means losing everything. What else have you lost? What else have we lost? By losing God. We've lost hope. Our hope is lost. There's no more hope. What else have we lost? We've lost love. We've lost peace. You see?
What?
Now, when you begin to realize what we have lost, it goes deeper and deeper. And why have we lost this? Because of our sins. God said, when He created this world and He created man and woman, and He said, if you eat from this tree, you shall surely die. And they ate from the forbidden tree. And what happened? They lost something. They lost something very, very valuable. They lost communion with God. Because I hope you know this story of Adam and Eve. And what happened? God departed from them. The Lord said to them, the day you eat thereof, you shall die. But did they die?
Yeah.
No. They didn't fall dead. But what did the Lord mean? They died spiritually. The Lord said, the Lord said this, the day you disobey me, our love towards one another will die. Our communication will die. You see, that's what we all have lost. You know, and that's why there is some seekers on this earth. And I hope here today too that I have to say from your heart, I am lost. I've lost God. I lost hope. I've lost love. It's gone. And you begin to sweep. Where are you going to begin to sweep? In your heart. You begin to sweep.
I need to find it.
When you find the best, you may get it.
Because the Bible tells me.
For Bible, you will lose what you do.
I have lost God.
You know the time will go.
And you know what?
You will do it.
Be honest.
And I tell you,
help me.
Can you do that?
And be honest with us.
Don't you? You may not be doing that.
Your life.
You want to jump.
Everything that happens in your life.
Can you just make you become more man?
Doesn't it testify that you have lost God? Let me go a little further. You know, mother, that life has not been so easy. With children, it has not been so easy. Maybe in your marriage. Even as a young girl already. And for us fathers.
As bamos.
Everything in my life seems to testify against me that I have lost something very precious. And even the oldest person here today. You take one of the children. And you say, go to the oldest person here. And have the children ask the older person. Say, was your life perfect? Did you have a good life? Oh, then the oldest person here would say, my son, my daughter, don't seek the things of this world. It's not worth it. But I hope the oldest person here will say, seek what you have lost. You see, now seeking becomes a little bit more serious. What am I looking for? What am I searching for? Because young people, I hope you're listening. I know what young people seek for. Because I was young too. 15, 16, 17. I'm going to get a girlfriend. I'm going to get married. And I'm going to show everybody what true marriage is. I'm going to get a good job. I'm going to have children. I'm going to build a house. What are you seeking? And every time you say, oh, that failed, I'm
going
to have to seek for something more.
And you go
on seeking. Because if I get a better job, then I'll get more money. More money, I can build a bigger house. I can have a different wife. I will have a better life. I will be happier. That's a good man. And it all fails. It doesn't work. Because we are seeking something that is dead. We're seeking something that no one has ever been satisfied in. And let me tell you something that you may not understand or realize. The richest person in the world, who has enough money to buy all of Malawi, the moment he dies, he has nothing. And if you would go to such a rich man, you would see him in a coffin. The only thing he's going to take with him in the coffin is himself. And you would say, you would ask, well, let's ask him. The richest person in the world. Friends, what were you seeking for?
Amen.
For he can take nothing with him. Maybe if he could speak, he would say, I was looking for happiness. I was looking for more money. I was looking for a nicer house. And you would say, but didn't you have one of the nicest houses in the whole world? And you would have to say, I wasn't satisfied. I was trying to satisfy myself. But nothing made him happy. You know why? Because the only thing that we have lost that has any significance or value for each one of us is God. That's who we've lost. And now Jesus Christ says, seek. Which doesn't mean as if you have not lost anything. And we can say today, are you a seeking soul? And have you found what you have lost? Have you already found what you have lost? If that is true, then you are a very happy person. Then you are careless about this world. Whatever I have in this world is nothing compared to what I found. You know what it's like? It's like a little child who has dug and found a little stone. It's an interesting stone. And it shines a little. It's different colors. A child is proud of it. And he would go to someone. And he would say, look what I have found. But imagine now that this child would go to the queen. The queen of a country. And a little child will say, see what I found? And she will show the massive diamond ring that is glittering on all sides. You see, now the stone doesn't look very sharp anymore, does it? Because you can say, well, I found some happiness in this world. There are some things that I've been able to find. For now I've found a husband who is at least taking care of me. At least I have a house that I'm able to live in. I found something. But that's only temporal. It's only for a moment. And it doesn't compare to the mansions in heaven. Seek
and you shall find.
What
are you seeking?
Are
you a seeking
soul?
If you love your child,
maybe
2 years
old.
If you love your child,
and
you've lost your child,
and the day goes by,
and you
can't find your child,
what are you going to do?
Are
you going to say, well, my child will come home
someday?
You begin to look.
In
the beginning,
you think,
maybe he's here or by that
name.
But after searching everything, you say, this is getting worse.
And after
1 or 2 days, you are maybe
crying.
You see? And you're telling everyone, I've lost my child. Help me. Maybe other people are looking for
you.
But it gets anxious, doesn't
it?
You
see,
that is the seeking for what we have lost. For today, we have a gospel preaching, and it's mostly called the prosperity gospel. And they say, just believe in God.
And
believe in the Lord Jesus. Just say so with your mouth. And you're saved. And be happy. Enjoy your life. It's called prosperity gospel. But they won't tell you what you have lost. So that means you'll have a savior who you don't know. It's like someone coming to you. Maybe this woman has lost her child. You see?
What?
You know the story I was telling you, yes? And I say, you've lost your child? Just take this one, it's the same. There you go. Just take that one. It's a child.
Yeah.
And you say, will you be happy? No. That is like the prosperity gospel of today. This mother would say, no, I want my child. Don't give me a false hope. You see?
What?
Because we need to know what is lost. And I might say to her, I found your child. And I might bring a child to her. And she would say, no, that's not my child. You know why I was mistaken? Because I didn't know what she lost. I didn't pay attention. She maybe says, he has brown shorts on. He's a boy of 2 years old. His name. His characteristics. If she doesn't explain what she has lost, how can we find
it?
Seek and ye shall find. And we have lost God. We have lost hope. We have lost love. We have lost communion. And worst of all, we have lost our right of life. God said, if you obey my voice and don't eat from this tree, you shall live forever with me in my garden. You will always be with me, God said. You will never die. But you will always be in the pleasant garden.
mudzabezeka munda uwu. So what have we lost?
Netaraja.
We've lost our life.
Nkulu izo na alali gazi naso. Nasama iyo sa mbaru ali kwino.
I won't get it.
Say the boy is bridging with you.
Udi maya ke badi be.
Maya ke badi na sama kwa. Ala ka ndula ni na pe.
We have lost our life.
Tata ya mio yetu.
We have no more communion with God.
Ali be so kulumisa kuna kuliko seka kuna kumvana ndi Mulungu.
No more relationship with God.
Ali be so bwenzi life ndi Mulungu.
No more can we talk with God.
Sina ngatenga so different ya mbulani ndi Mulungu.
How do we know that happened to Adam and Eve?
Kodi tingadzobali zimezi zachitika ndi Adam ndi Eva.
You know the story.
Ngai ngada kundiyeva kuidziwa.
How do we know what happened to them?
Mwizo mwiza chizikira eva.
What happened?
Sina chizika chiyani.
All of the sudden they said we're naked.
Angona matako ena kulukulo manda kulukulo baba sumango jana ra mo meso diko sio ndo ndo manse nje. How do mwe mwe?
But they didn't know before.
Sana mama shida bali sije sama hadan.
Sana.
You see?
What a hope.
Their eyes went open.
Ndakuti maso aku tubi adatsekuka.
To see their nakedness.
Uladzwa kuti iji chimashoda bali sije mochibizire.
But they that is because God departed.
Tifukana kuti umulungu mwaiwo ngaluta choka tsopano.
And they went and hid.
Dana bila kumhalo udisa.
And God said, Adam, where are you?
Ndana mwira Adam, Adam, kuduli pat.
And they were hiding.
Dana bisamo samba kuda pat.
I want to tell you something.
Pandi huze ngatuke.
This may be a little bit hard to understand.
Mwana ndi njo kufuna kuti muyembese tsema mwana.
But if you can understand it, hold it in your heart and meditate.
Mwana ndi njo kufuna kuti muyembese tsema mwana. But if you can understand it,
God also lost something that day.
Mwana ndi njo kufuna kuti muyembese tsema mwana. But if you can
understand it, hold it in your heart and
meditate. Adam and Eve were hiding.
And he said, where are you?
Ya kufuna kuti muli pat.
What did God lose?
Ndi mwana ndi kufuna kuti.
God lost his glory.
Ndi mwana ndi kufuna kuti anarara ulemerero wake.
His emblem.
Mene monekea ufumu wake
of creation.
Mene yala lengea yujina jaki teleke bajile kujolenga chachoka.
God lost his jewel of creation.
Mungu wataya zinduzina zazipatso zampatso zakulenga wake.
Why?
Kifanya.
Because he said, then he created man in his image.
Chifukwa mungu wolenga nane na kutiti fulande lenge mundu mchifanizilo changa.
You following me?
Musaji da.
He created man, not animals, man in his own image.
Osaji nyaba, koma vanhu ndikorenga vanhu vari munthu iwo munenge munthu kai. Ndikupanga chifanizo changa.
God is love.
Ndemunungu ndichikondi.
His image is love.
Ndemukozora sora munenge mwachikondi.
God is glorious.
Ndemunungu ngoremerero.
His image is glorious.
Mwana ndaye sukunja ngolemerero.
You see?
Mwana.
And now his image is gone.
Nde mwana kuti ulemerero wasauja wachoka.
That's what we have lost.
Mejo chimeso iyeyo ada rusi.
And we must seek.
Nde kuti ulifuna kuno.
To find it back.
Ndi kipesa leso mbwezele tsa.
And we find it back.
Tika ipesa kuti.
If you are a seeker,
ngizandile ndi munthu amene mfuna.
If you are a seeker,
inyodelekezana ndi munthu amene mfuna.
If you are seeking,
ngizandile mfuna njeja.
And you are and you're looking,
ndiye mfuna.
How are we going to find it back?
Ngizandile mayi ndi chipesa maya.
How are we going to find back? How are we going to find God again?
Wode munhu kuti ngapeze sobwanje.
Do you know?
Mukudziwa kodi.
How are we going to get back in the presence of God?
Tingabwerere sobwanje maso mamu.
If we have lost God.
Tizakabirwe munhu yo watizaika.
And we are seeking for God again.
Ndeti kufuna funa so kachike.
Where are we going to find him?
Ndilingamsaka saka kuti kuti nimpeze.
This is the mystery, isn't it?
Yili yisisi mbona.
Where are we going to find God again?
Wode munhu ndingapeze so kuti kachike.
Where am I going to find peace for my soul?
Wode mtendere omoyo wanga ndingapeze so kuti.
Where am I going to find rest?
Nanga ineyo bada ndikumulo ngopeze.
I've lost lost it. And I need to find God. Where am I going to find him? I hope you've given answer already. The only way to find God is in and through his son, Jesus Christ. For so God loved the world, he sent his only begotten son. That all who believe in him may receive eternal life. Seeking and finding God. Finding peace. Finding rest. Is all found in faith in the person of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you something. Do you have peace in your soul? Are you resting? Have you found God? Do you have peace in your soul? Or are you still trying to make the best of life? Are you still trying to make money if you can? Make a name for yourself. Trying to get a big business going. Have you found peace? Are you resting? Because if you have found Jesus Christ, you have found the way back to God. And it's only found in the finished work of Jesus Christ. He came upon this world to die for sinners. He came and shed his blood on Calvary to die for people who are seeking for him. Yes, he came to give his life so that others may receive life. Not automatically. It's a lying gospel when people say everyone is saved. You must be saved by grace. And you must find what you are seeking for. Every one of us, including boys, are not automatically going to heaven. As your mother told you this, if someone tells you you're going to heaven, don't believe it. You need to have a new heart. Both of you. The Lord needs to come in your heart. So now you know what we're looking for. And all of the children here. All of the children who are playing here. Don't believe a false gospel. That puts them all into heaven. Teach your children to seek. We must tell our children. You are lost. And you must be found. Seek the Lord while you're young. Look for him. Don't look to the rich. And to get big things in the world here. Seek the Lord while he may be found. For he's calling out to sinners. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. I will forgive your sins and give everlasting life. And you begin to seek. Where, Lord? Where can I find you? Where can I find the Lord? He can only be found in the death, in the burial, and in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There you can find Jesus Christ. And when you found him, I'm hoping that there's a few here that have found him. I'm praying for that. And if you've never found him, I'm hoping you're seeking right now. But if you find him, what are you going to find? Ask someone who has found the Lord Jesus Christ. And ask him who they found. Today there's a false gospel. And they say, I found the Lord Jesus who is kind and merciful and gracious. But when you are seeking, and you find the Lord Jesus for the first time in your life, what do you find? What do we find? We find a bleeding Christ. We find a suffering Christ. We find a Christ who has holes in his back from the stripes that he received. Is that the Christ you have found? Who has holes in the palms of his hands? We find a Christ who is nailed to a cross, who cries out, I thirst. Have you found this Christ? Have you found a suffering, dying Christ? Have you found a Christ who says this? The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Have you found a dying Christ? Because if you have found a dying, suffering, murdered Christ, and you continue seeking, you will find in his death and in his suffering, you will find further a new mystery. Find a suffering Jesus Christ. And keep seeking. Keep seeking for him. What's the next thing you find in your seeking? You know what you'll find then? You'll find a dead Christ. You'll find a Christ that's wrapped in linen. Have you been there? Have you been with Martha and Mary to the tomb? Have you been there where Christ lieth dead in the tomb? A dead Christ?
Yes, wagufa.
A dead Savior? Your hope is dead? Your peace is dead? It's gone? Have you sought and found this in God's Word? But if you keep seeking, you go a little further. What are you going to find next? I hope you experienced this. You're going to find a risen Christ. You're going to find a Christ that has risen from the dead. As you even go to search for a dead Christ, An arisen Christ comes to you and speaks. Peace be unto you. Have you found a risen Christ? Is your Christ risen? Do you have a living Christ? And are you living by faith? Daily. Do you have to go into your village? During the day.
Masana.
Do you tell your villagers? I have found the Christ. The Son of the Living God. And you have to testify of him. Or maybe at night time. In the village bars.
Then
you have to go there. And you say to those who have not found
Christ.
You say to them. Men, come. I want to tell you about Jesus
Christ.
My hope. He lives in
me.
And I want to tell you about
him.
Or maybe there's a mother here. I hope so. And you have to go to the
borough.
And the women are taking water. And you have to say to them, my Christ liveth. And maybe the other women are talking about other
cities.
We know all of the silly things that get talked about
in the world.
Maybe gossip.
And
you have to say as a mother. No. No. I want to tell you about my risen
Christ.
And as you pump water, talk about the living water that cometh from Jesus
Christ.
Is that the mother you are? To take the children and bring them together and talk about your living hope. Talk about your living desire of Christ. Or have you not found him as a living God? Have you not found the living Savior yet? Maybe you have to say, I have found a dead Christ. But I left. Because I didn't get any hope from a dead Christ. You haven't sought long enough. And you haven't sought deep enough. You must go to the resurrection. And find a living Christ. A Christ that is alive.
Yes, I'm not anymore.
A Christ who comes to you.
Yes, I'm not anymore.
And says, I live. I live, my daughter. So you may live. Stand in my resurrection. Stand up. And seek not the things of this world. But seek the things of the kingdom. But it goes further. Where does it go further? Where are you seeking for your living God? Where is Christ today? He sitteth upon his throne. He sits upon his throne in heaven, where he will come back to judge the quick and the dead. And so I ask you, what are you seeking for today? What are you looking for? Are you seeking a king who sits upon his throne? You search your heart. So many people are looking for a false love. Maybe there's someone here. One of the mothers. And you're seeking for a man. who will finally give you what you're hoping for.
I'm not going to say there's a member from Munazija.
You're looking for a husband.
What's that? Munazija.
Because you have never found one who is taking care of you.
If you are by the Lord, I'm not going to say that.
Jesus Christ says. Jesus Christ says. Stop searching. I am a husband. And I am an eternal husband. And I am a husband like no other. Or if you have sought for a perfect husband, you won't ever find
him.
Except if you find Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. And maybe one of the men. Since I'm looking for the perfect wife, I've sought long. And they've all disappointed. Jesus Christ says,
yes,
you won't find. You won't find her. Seek for me. And I will give you rest. Seek and you shall find. Seeking is to seek that which we have lost. And if you are restless, find rest. Only in Jesus Christ. Don't stop. If you are in pain, are you in pain? If there is pain in your heart, seek only the remedy in the healing of Jesus Christ. You may go to counselors. You may go to people in your community. You may go to a doctor. You may go to witchcraft. You may go to an herbalist. You might go to anywhere and not find rest. Not find healing. But your condition gets worse. It just gets worse. For the Lord said, and says today to you, why not me? Why not me? The Lord Jesus comes to the gospel today and says, why not me? You've sought it in witchcraft. 3, 4, 5 wives. You've sought it there. You have sought it in magic. You have sought it in herbal treatments. And Jesus Christ comes with the living word today. And he asks you plainly, why not me? Why not me? I died on the cross. I gave my life. I gave my blood. I gave up the throne in heaven. I suffered. I was full of pain. I dropped great sweat of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. I took a crown of thorns upon my head. Why not me? Why go anywhere else? Why not seek me, Jesus Christ? What is it about me that you don't seek me? Maybe you've said you've been seeking all your life in money. Always trying to find a way to get more money. If I get a new job, if I make friends with him, if I do this, if I'm a good prostitute out here,
money.
Give me more money. And Jesus Christ asks us today, why? Why not we? Have you ever been satisfied with as much money as you've been able to get? And we see a prostitute walking in the streets in the town. With very short skirts, trying to make money off of the men. And Jesus Christ comes to the prostitute and says, why not me? Prostitute, what are you seeking? Why are you giving yourself as a whore to fulfill the wild lust of men? When I can give you rest and peace, while I can fulfill your whole void and emptiness. And Jesus Christ comes here and says, seek me. Seek me. Why not me? What have I done? What is it that I am not attractive, says Jesus Christ? I am the lily of the valley. I am the bright and morning star. I am salvation. I am peace. I am the one skipping and leaping over the mountain to find you. Why not me? Says Jesus Christ.
Yes,
what do you have against me? Why are you seeking it in gossip? Why another husband? The first and second one never satisfied you. Jesus Christ says, Stop. Try me. Have I shown you anywhere in the Bible that I am one who treats his bride in sorrow and
pain?
Jesus Christ says, take his my Bible.
Yes, show me
in the Bible. Where do you find it written of me that I harm? That I cheat. That I bribe. That I cast away my bride. Where do you find it? That Jesus Christ is a harm. Wants to harm you. Where?
But
Jesus Christ says, so why not me? Why are you seeking in this earth to have a nicer house, more, better food, a bigger church. What are you seeking for? Where were you last night? Yesterday?
Zulu.
What were you seeking for yesterday? Where are you going tonight? What is your plan? What are you going to be when you get a little bit older, young man? Are you going to follow the lead of all the young men who have become rebellious and began to go from village to village to steal? Do you look with envy when you see the beer drinkers? You say, one day, that's who I want to be. I will drink beer and play pool. Till midnight. And I will talk about the things of the life to my friends. I will use foul language. I will talk about the woman. Like they're just a piece of material. And I'll drink more. And the drunker I get, the more happier I'll be. Is that what you're seeking for? And you walk home. And you stagger. And a car hits you. Done. Dead. Finished. Then you come before God. And God will say, why didn't you choose me? Why did you choose beer? Why did you choose the wickedness of this world? Why didn't you choose me? But because you didn't choose me, go away into eternal damnation, where Satan and his devils will torment you forever. And you stagger into an eternity. Yeah, an eternity of hellfire. But now, today, he's saying to children, to mothers, and to fathers, to me and to you, what are you choosing? What are you seeking? And he's waking us up as though we have lost a pearl that is worth all of our life. And he's saying, don't stop looking. Seek. And you will find what you have lost. And that's me, says God. You have lost me. And Jesus Christ pleads with sinners today. Through the preaching of the gospel, he's pleading with you today. What seekest thou? He's going to each of the women in the preaching of this gospel. And he's saying, what are you seeking? What seekest thou? What are you seeking? You, what are you looking for? The young woman too. And he's saying, everything you were looking for and thought you would find, have you found it? Have you found the perfect husband? Have you found your home? Have your dreams come true? Now you have to say, I'm not looking for anything in this life anymore. I am satisfied. I am happy. I am finished. If so, if that would be the case, then you have found what you have lost. Tell others about it. If there's anyone here today who in this life have found what they have lost, God, why are you so quiet? Jesus Christ now asks you a very personal question. First, he asked everyone here today, why not me? And now he asks you. If you say, I have found him whom my soul sought. They ask you a new question. And the Lord asks you, who am I? For you.
Yes, you.
Jesus Christ says, will you stay by me? Will you testify of me? Will you tell others? Therefore, listen. If this mother has lost this child for a long time, day after day, maybe you help search, nowhere to be found. Weeks go by, and suddenly one day she finds her baby. What do you think she's going to do? I found my baby! If it was in the midnight, she would wake you all up. I found her! I have her again! Come, celebrate with me! Come, rejoice! You may say, what's happening? But she's rejoicing. I found. You see? Why? Because she found her what was lost, which was precious to her. Maybe today someone will come out of this church, be convicted. Maybe tonight one of you will gather everyone together and will say, I have found what I was missing. I found what I have lost. And someone say, what did you lose? And you say, God. But I have found him. And you can find him too. And you begin to preach, to testify. You see, because if you have found what you have lost, if you are seeking for hope, for peace, if you are seeking for happiness, if you are seeking for God, and you find him, you have found everything you are missing. Everything that you never had, you will have in Jesus Christ. Peace, joy, happiness, forgiveness, honor, glory,
Because
you have found one jewel, Jesus Christ. Seek and ye shall find. Because we never even came to ask. And we have never even come to knocking. Seek and ye shall find, ask and ye shall have, and knock and it shall be opened unto you. And we have not even reached the asking. But if you have found, if you have found the Lord Jesus Christ, then what? What are you going to do? Are you not going to ask? So this would be our second point. What are you going to ask him? Maybe you have found him. But what are you going to ask him? I cannot stay long on this point. But I want you to know, what did the sinner say in the temple? Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Have you asked him for forgiveness? Have you asked him to forgive all your sins? While you're knocking, knocking on the door, to be let in to his heart. Song of Solomon chapter 6. Song of Solomon chapter 5. Verse 2. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open unto me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. But this bride, this woman, she doesn't wake up. She very faintly wakes up. She hears the knocking. But then her beloved departs. And she finally wakes up. And she says, verse 6. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself, and he was gone. My soul filled when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Searching, seeking soul. Losing her beloved. And going out to find him. Sigh. In pain. Hurt. Where is my beloved? As Jesus Christ withdrew, as her beloved withdrew,
Jesus Christ, I'm going to give a full beat.
Her soul grew faint.
The Timawagi, or anyone else, Umaka, who doesn't have you so.
Where is my Christ?
Where
is my beloved?
Are you
following him?
Do you see?
Because if you have found what you have lost, and you embrace Jesus Christ, you embrace him by grace, and you hang on to
him,
will you not declare him? Let me ask you something. If you have fallen in love here on earth, and you are with your man, and you're walking alone, will you not show other women, this is my man? And if the other women come close, will you not be jealous? And say away? There is love. It's the same thing. When Jesus Christ sees you falling in love with new lovers again, with other lovers, money,
drama,
alcohol, idolatry, he says, why have you gone away from me? Why have you departed from me? Why not come back to me? Oh, I call out to everyone here today. You have witnessed the dying love of Jesus Christ. And the preaching of his cross. You have heard that there is a lover who is altogether lovely, who is compassionate, who seeks sinners. He says, come to me. In your seeking, as you seek to try to satisfy the longing in your heart, don't seek it by the things of the world, but seek it by me. Come to me. And he says to you, if this is the last time you hear the gospel
ever,
or the first time you've heard it, I don't know, you know. He says to you today, August 2022. Why not me?
Why not me?
He's in his throne. He's alive. And he's looking into your heart right now. He's asking and searching your heart right now. And he's saying, his lips are moving. And he's saying to each one of us today, why not me? Everything else has failed you. Nothing has made you happy. Nothing has satisfied you in this world. No one has given you rest. Oh, you old men and women, the wrinkles show. And even younger ones. Look at your life. Where is rest? Where is peace? Where are you going to find
it?
And Jesus Christ says to you,
yes, Christo,
come to me, and I will give you rest.
And
to those who have never come to him yet before, and have tried everything, men and women and children, he comes to you through the gospel today, and says to you, why not me?
Why not me?
Why not find me?
Why not me?
Why not me?
Why not
me? Amen.
Amen.